Hello and welcome to this week's audio edition of Fourth Day Letters distributed by Broken Door Ministries. My name is Brian Pusateri, and this week's message is, The Commandments Are Not Edicts to Make Us Miserable. Have you ever touched a hot stove? Dealing with a burnt hand or even several fingers is not pleasant. The pain lasts a long time, and if the burn is bad enough, the scar can last a lifetime. Parents often warn their children, "Don't touch it, it's hot." These parents might be trying to help their children avoid the pain that they themselves experienced if, as a child, they did not know better and touched a hot stove. God gives us similar warnings to prevent us from getting hurt. They are in our best interest. So why do we often disregard his warnings? That answer is simple. Satan is the great deceiver. He distorts the truth and tricks us into thinking that we know what is best for ourselves. He leads us to believe that the desires of this world will bring us happiness. Satan is a liar. Of course, it is not just the hot stove that parents caution their children about. It's the hot iron, hot oven, hot soup, hot chocolate, and hot pizza, all in addition to the other endless list of warnings parents have for their children. Parents have this long list of warnings because they never want to see their children get hurt. In a similar way, God has a long list of safeguards for us. For the same very loving reason, God gave us the commandments. His commandments are not edicts to make our life miserable. They are quite the opposite. Their core purpose is to give us joy in this life and to guide us to eternity with Him in the next. Psalm 119, verse 127 states, "Truly I love your commandments more than gold, more than the finest gold." We should all ask ourselves, do I truly love the commandments, or do I dread them and see them merely as roadblocks that prevent me from doing things I want to do? I wonder if anyone loves the commandments like we should. I realize that God knows what is in our best interest more than we do, yet too often, His instructions seem like a list of rules. God wants nothing more than for us to have life abundantly and for us to spend eternity with Him. He doesn't want us to get burned. He cares too much for us. His teachings and commands assure us of the outcome He seeks for us. Why don't we always see them that way? Let's look at a few other verses the psalmist wrote in Psalm 119. I have examined my ways and turned my steps to your testimonies. I am prompt. I do not hesitate in observing your commandments. The earth, Lord, is filled with your mercy. Teach me your statutes. Teach me wisdom and knowledge, for in your commandments I trust. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I hold to your promise. You are good and do what is good. Teach me your statutes. Your law is my delight. It was good for me to be afflicted in order to learn your statutes. Truly I love your commandments more than gold, more than the finest gold. Thus I follow all of your precepts. Every wrong way I hate. I sigh with open mouth, yearning for your commandments. The psalmist gave praise to God and found joy in all of his laws. The psalmist knew that God's word was guiding and directing his footsteps. Maybe we should each add one or two of these statements to our daily prayer. Here are a few discussion questions. Do I truly embrace God's commandments? Are there a few of His laws I find hard to accept? Do I sometimes see His commandments as gotcha clauses merely designed to prevent me from reaching heaven one day? Why do you think we frequently disobey God's directives and as a result, burn our fingers? Now will you please pray with me? Lord God, your ways are truly above my ways. Help me to embrace your statutes because I know you only want what is best for me. Amen. I am Brian Pusateri. I invite you to visit me at BrokenDoorMinistries.com. There you can click the link to contact me. I love to hear from my listeners. You can also invite me to your church to put on a retreat or purchase my book, Blessed, Broken, and Scared. Please join me next week for the newest audio edition of Fourth Day Letters. Until next week, remember to be the door, no matter how broken you may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. May God's blessings be with you.